Hello, welcome to Football in 5 minutes, isn't it? I'm delighted to welcome back Gareth Westhead. Hello, Gareth.
How are we doing, Bidan? You all right?
I'm good. It's been a very long time, but I think it's great to have the team back together. And let's just jump into it. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, first and foremost, obviously, the football season basically didn't stop since the World Cup, of course. UEFA Champions League qualifiers, Celtic drew 0-0 in Rosenborg today. So they're through to yet another qualifying round. Good news?
Great news, great news. We need as many British teams in the Champions League as possible.
Good man, good man. And of course, domestically, the big thing is Frank Lampard's Derby County, which is now the new name of Derby County, kick off the football season away at Reading on Friday night. So similar to the Premier League, in so much as they're not doing the traditional as many 3 o'clock kickoffs on Saturday as is possible, the Football League, EFL, have opted for a kind of showpiece event, which is Frank Lampard's Derby County against Reading. So it'll be good to see how he gets on. Obviously, everyone's going to judge him. Know that it's a long old season, to say the least.
It is. And your team, Bolton Wanderers, who will they be playing on the opening weekend?
We've got West Bromwich Albion away.
Wow, that is a big game, seeing as they were in the Premier League last season and will obviously be favourites to bounce straight back. Will you be going to that game?
Unfortunately not, due to parental responsibilities and having an 8-week-old baby. I will be listening to it or listening to commentary wherever I possibly can. But I think the big thing is, you know, for us, Bolton Wanderers had a bit of a tough summer, in so much as a lot's been said by the chairman, a lot's been said by the fans. We had a lot of players let go, and over the last week in particular, we seem to have got our act together and signed quite a few players. We've missed out on Charlie Wick, admittedly, which has been kind of like the long-term target. We've signed Jamie Guinness from Charlton. We've got Kurt Zouma's younger brother in on loan. So all the marquee signings are obviously joining up for Bolton Wanderers. But the big thing, of course, is the stadium sponsorship. Known to every Bolton Wanderers fan as the Reebok or to Reebok.
Yeah.
It's changed to, until Wednesday, the Macron Stadium, which is also our technical kit sponsor. But yeah, of this morning, it is now known as the University of Bolton Stadium. or as it's being bandied around on Twitter, the UNOB Stadium. So I'm chuffed. Look, what's interesting about the fact that University of Bolton have, for want of a better term, bought up most of Bolton Town Centre, and as a university they're progressing quite a lot, in particular in the sports science department. Now, little known facts for you: Wigan Athletic, Manchester City and Manchester United all use University of Bolton for medical analysis and player analysis and so forth.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, it's kind of odd that the hometown club are finally getting involved in these kind of, you know, trade-offs, as it were, because it means that a number of students at the university can, you know, come up to the what's formerly known as the Reebok, the UNOB, and, you know, do some kind of apprenticeship and experience and so forth. And we can dive deep into some data on how well our players are performing. So I'm optimistic for the season. Sky Sports put us down as finishing 24th. That's bottom. That's bottom. So, to be honest, if we can recreate what happened last season, fantastic. Anyway, I've got a quick question for you.
Go on.
Bearing in mind the summer young Harry Bighead Maguire had, obviously, I think you mentioned a couple of days ago that you guys, Manchester United, might be after him. But now, apparently, Jose's turned his attention to some Colombian lad called Mina. What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, Mina, we know from the World Cup, he scored against England. Big lad, he looked decent. He looks like in the mould of Davinson Sanchez as well, who we were centre off with, who's at Tottenham Hotspur. I think Maguire, for me, wouldn't be the answer to our problems. So this Mina guy seems all right. I trust Jose, I trust our scouting department. So let's bring him in if need be.
Good. Well, that's fair cop. One quick comment, because obviously I realise I've only got 20 seconds left. West Ham have essentially set up a complete scouting network in the whole of Portugal and are buddying up with Porto and I think is it... No, not Boa Vista. I can't remember the other team. But they're about to sign or are looking at signing about six different players. Tomorrow, I want to talk about the EFL changing refereeing rules.
Great. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.